This is a Rio Grande Guardian International News Service report on border business.
Well, Mario, if I could, right before he leaves, because Rolando touched on something that's near and dear to me, in regards to marketing. I think that's a great point. How willing are all of us going to be to sort of galvanize a counter narrative to what everyone else, everywhere else in the country is saying about this region? It's a war zone. It's a terrible place to live. Crime is rampant. They're shooting fentanyl at each other with BB guns. And having lived here 20 years, this is a fantastic place to live. One of the safest places in the world to live. The border is not a problem to us that live on it, but our governor doesn't seem to think so. And the rest of the country, you know, following the lead of, you know, that kind of rhetoric, doesn't seem to think so either. So did you, you know, deliberately address that in your marketing, or did you kind of, were you clever about it?
So quick anecdote, we discovered very quickly that the staff on Capitol Hill in Washington, in charge of advising members of Congress about the border, have never been to the border. They don't even know what the border looks like. And so what we did is we started inviting a couple at a time, bringing them over, holding their hand, walking over to Juarez, taking them to lunch, showing them the region, and really getting them to understand. And so there's an educational process, because you're absolutely right. They think that, you know, the cartels are overrunning us. They think that, we're a war zone. And so that's what I meant earlier. You have to first dig yourself out of that hole and then sell, right? So the biggest challenge was convincing Congress that it had to do, because there's so many federal agencies in El Paso, convincing Congress that, you know, you won't die if you cross over to Juarez. As a matter of fact, we took Senator Cornyn and his wife to Juarez. We walked downtown Juarez just to prove to the world that Juarez was safe, right? So you have to get clever, but you have great congressional representation that can help with that at the Washington level. On the private sector level, we engage the U.S. Chamber, we engage the trade organizations to also get that message out. And so it's a multifaceted approach. But you're absolutely right. The problem is that we start out as a deficit because of the perception that has been created about us, about the border itself. And people who don't understand the border, you can tell them it's the safest place, it's the greatest place to raise a family, but they're not going to creer. You know, so you have to sell it. You have to get out there, and that's the challenge. So, but again, coming together and having one unified voice will get the job done.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that, Rolando.
You got it. Well, listen, I got to run, but anything you guys need, I'm so happy for you guys. This is great stuff. You're doing what needs to be done. Now the tough part comes in getting everybody together, and I can help you understand how that's going to play out. And Judge, congratulations for your vision. If you stick to it, it'll become reality. So, kudos.
Thank you, Rolando.
Rolando, thank you very much.
Take care. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Wonderful. Thank you.